Welcome to the Thrive in China podcast with me, Christina Kohler-Coluccia from Woodburn Accountants and Advisors. Our daily episodes on solving your China and Hong Kong business pain points are there to help leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs with the daily struggles they may be facing while setting up and operating in China and/or Hong Kong. We look at corporate administrative battles, such as tax planning, incorporation, accounting, human resource, and labor, as well as cultural and language nuances that may make a daily business life hard. Our goal is to leave you with solutions at your fingertips. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to be looking at how Hong Kong plans to implement a new company re-domiciliation regime in 2024. The Hong Kong government plans to implement this new company re-domiciliation regime this year, following a similar re-domiciliation mechanism for funds in 2021. This regime will allow foreign companies of different types and scales to change their place of incorporation to Hong Kong, providing a streamlined process for businesses. Currently, Hong Kong does not allow re-domiciliation, which is permitted in countries such as Canada, New Zealand, as well as Singapore. If a foreign enterprise wants to move its identity and business to Hong Kong, a new company must be set up. This is a complicated and costly process that may result in additional taxes as well as a disruption to a company's operations. The proposed regime would cover all five types of companies that could be formed in Hong Kong under the company's ordinance or their comparable types in the company's original place of incorporation. Upon completion of the re-domiciliation, the then re-domiciled company would retain its legal identity. No new legal entity is created, and the company's property, rights, obligations, and liabilities would not be affected. The re-domiciled company would have the same rights and obligations as any other company of its kind incorporated in Hong Kong. No economic substance test for foreign companies to be eligible is proposed. The proposed regime would be administered by the Registrar of Companies. The new regime imposes no economic substance tests for thresholds of asset, revenue, or employee numbers. To determine whether companies can be re-domiciled to Hong Kong, you have to look at a couple of different factors. One is compliance with the legal requirements on the transfer of the incorporation in the original place of incorporation. The applicant will not be used for an unlawful purpose, contrary to public interest, or endangering national security. There should be member and creditor protection, and the applicant can pay its debts as they fall due in the 12 months after the application date. Now, upon successful application, the company would be registered in the company's registrar in Hong Kong and issued a certificate of re-domiciliation. The re-domiciled company would then be required to notify the Registrar of Companies and provide evidence of deregistration in its original place of incorporation within 60 days to complete the full process. Now, if the company needs to be licensed to conduct certain businesses in Hong Kong, it will need to apply for the relevant licenses separately from that. The proposed regime would not affect the re-domiciled company's chargeability in Hong Kong profits tax because a person would be chargeable to tax for its onshore sourced income derived from a business in Hong Kong, regardless of its domicile or place of incorporation. On the other hand, the re-domiciled company should not affect the company's tax obligation in the originating jurisdiction either. Now, many enterprises with business operations in Hong Kong hoping to leverage on Hong Kong's geographic and economic advantage to expand their businesses have expressed interest in the past to re-domicile to Hong Kong. Now, as a response to such demands, this is a really straightforward application process, which is a welcome initiative for a lot of companies that are interested to do that. This action will hopefully promote Hong Kong as a preferred base for multinational, small, medium-sized companies, etc. Hope today's episode has helped. Contact us. Take care. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Now, can Woodburn help you? I am offering a free 30-minute call where we discuss the obstacles you are encountering on your China and/or Hong Kong business journey and how we can help accelerate your success. The link to my diary is in the show notes. I look forward to speaking with you soon.